Episode 53 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Welcome back. We're continuing that almost feels like a never-ending quest of bad leaders aren't. No, it will end, I promise you. In this episode, we're going to talk about those leaders that are buddies with everyone. How does that make it a bad leader? It's good to be buddies with everyone. And yes, it is. Yes, it is. But as a leader, you know, it's a different thing. And that's what we're going to talk about here in this episode. See, I understand, you understand, everybody understands that everyone likes to be liked. That's just human nature. We love to be liked. We want to be liked. Especially when we're managers and leaders at all levels. We want to be liked. Everybody wants to be liked. Heck, the reality is that someone had to like the individual enough to give him or her a shot at a management position or a leadership position, or let them remain and grow as leaders within the organization if they didn't have a management position. That's a good thing. However, there are few that want to be buddies with everyone. And I'm talking beyond the occasional after work drink. I'm talking about those that are beyond the, hey, let's go do lunch thing. I'm talking about those that want to be best friends. Let's go to the concert, BFFs forever. Let's go see Taylor Swift together. Those are who I'm talking about. And those are the ones that are bad. Why? Well, I'm about to get into it. See, they are the ones that go out of their way to be buddies with everyone. It's not just a select few. That's a different episode. I'm talking about the ones that go out of their way to be buddies with everyone. See, they want to be everyone's friend. And some of them believe that to be friends with everyone, it will make it easier when the time comes to deliver bad news. Well, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. See, those leaders, the ones that are everybody's friends, they will balk, and when the time comes and they just can't deliver, they can't do the dirty deed, and they can't do it when they're told, hey, you know, you've got to lay off this individual, hey, you've got to reprimand this individual, hey, you have to do this. They can't do that deed out of a sense of loyalty to the friendship. A friendship that they created, a friendship that they could have managed but refused to manage, and it escalated. See, this right there, when they balk and they cannot do their job, this renders the leader well-liked but very ineffective when it comes to performing his or her duties. It goes both ways. It's not just one or the other. It's whoever is the leader. That's who I'm talking about. See, by being friends with everyone, the leader is put in a position of owing something to the people he leads or manages. See, and once again, I can't continually reiterate that the leader is rendered ineffective when it comes to performing her duties as a leader, as a manager, as somebody that's expected to perform on behalf of the company, on the company's behalf. See, now don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with being friendly towards everyone in the organization. Really, there isn't. But what is wrong is when that fine line is crossed and you as a leader cannot perform the duties, the actions that are required of everyone, especially when it comes to delivering bad news. That's the wrong thing. You can't do your job because you have a sense of friendship and loyalty to that friendship, that you being able to do your job is out of the question. And how is that beneficial to them, the employees, the people you lead, the people you follow? How is it beneficial to the organization because someone cannot do what has to be done? And three, how is that beneficial to you? How is it beneficial to you as growing, to grow as a leader? How is it beneficial for you to move to the next level if you can't do the job that you're supposed to do now? Everybody likes you, but you can't deliver when times and things get tough and the rough things happen and must be done. The dirty deeds must be done. Every organization has dirty deeds. I've had to do them. I've had to do some things that I just didn't like, but you know what? I had to do it because it's for the better of the organization as opposed to just, hey, well, we're buddy buddies. No, we're not. Because again, it's that fine line that cannot be crossed. Now, how do you avoid becoming one of those bad leaders, one of those that cannot do the job because they've developed such a friendship with everyone else in the organization? How do you avoid becoming one of those bad leaders? Well, remember, the fine line. There's a fine line between being friendly and being friends. And that line cannot be crossed. It just cannot be crossed. You can skirt it, you can go right up to it, but you cannot cross that line. And unfortunately, that's why people say it's lonely at the top. That's why people say leaders stand alone. Because that's what happens. You cannot do this because you have to be fair to yourself and to the position and to the responsibilities that have been placed upon you as a leader. See, again, I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again. As a leader, you can never, ever put yourself in a position where you owe something or that those that you lead, you follow, you manage can use your friendship to their advantage. And I do hope you know what I'm talking about, because there are people out there that will do that. There are people out there that will go with the flow. There are people out there that will just play along and say, oh yeah, we're great friends. Oh yeah, but we have this great friendship. And why are you terminating me? Why are you putting me on probation? Why are you sending me on suspension, leave without pay? Why? Those are the ones. And there's people like that. I'm not saying everybody's like that. I'm not saying every organization has somebody like that. But you know what? They're out there. They really are out there. And if you have not seen one by now or have heard of one by now, guess what? It's coming. You're overdue. You are overdue. Because working your way up, I'm more than sure you ran into one person, one individual like that. Oh, somebody who is, you know, slick. You could just feel it. They were like snakes, and they were always bragging about how they're putting one over on the boss. But where are they now compared to where are you? See, those kinds of people, they don't move up. They don't, because again, they don't want that responsibility. They don't want somebody else coming along and scamming them and making them look like fools. That's why those individuals will never move up. They're happy where they're at. They're happy complaining, moaning, groaning, bitching, and whatever else. But they will never move up because again, they don't want to get into the position of having someone try to be slick around them, someone trying to pull the wool over their eyes. That's how you know that they exist. So by now, if you haven't seen one of those, or you haven't experienced somebody like that, well, be careful, because he or she is just around the corner. They're coming up. You are overdue for that. Now, again, by never putting yourself in a position where you owe something to them or that they can use your friendship to their advantage over you, this means as a leader, you will have to learn to keep your followers, your team, close, but not too close. Because again, you definitely want to build a team. You want a strong, solid team. And how do you do that? Well, you build unit, you create unit cohesion. You make them tight. You make them strong. But again, you are the leader of that team. You also have to distinguish yourself from that team. Yeah, everybody's a team member, but a team needs a leader. A team needs a leader. So think about that. You're that leader. You're that manager. You're the one that they're going to turn to when things go rough. And you're going to be the one that they're going to celebrate with when things are great. But you've got to be careful. So keep your followers, keep your team, keep them close, but not too close. Now, this is where it gets tricky, and I've been saying this all along. As a leader, you are a leader to everyone. As a leader, you must be fair and just. There's no shirking that. As a leader, there is no tolerance for playing favorites. Don't do it, because again, that's a great way to lose your identity as a leader. And when you lose it, guess what? It's very difficult to get it back, if you ever get it back. And again, this is why you cannot be too friendly or too close with your subordinates. For that reason, you lose the title of leader. Yeah, you'll still be a manager. And that's a position you fill. But as a leader, I mean, that's a title you're given by those that follow you. But when you lose that title, you know, it is difficult to get back, if you ever get it back. Now, remember, when you assume the role of a leader, and that means that a leader, well, that means that you accept the fact that as a leader, you have to do the good as well as the bad. It just comes with it. It's just the way it is. That's it. There's no, well, he's a leader when things are good and that's it. No, a leader is an all around. He's a leader to everyone. He's a leader 100% of the time. He's a leader in all situations, come rain or come shine. It doesn't matter. That's what a leader is, and that's where a leader stays. See, and so the good and the bad. Now, a great leader is one that can do both the good and the bad, because those that he or she leads expect that leader, expect you to do. So I'm going to leave you with this. It's a fine line, and you have got to walk that line every day. So I say, be careful, and most of all, good luck. I'm David Guerra. This has been episode 53 of the Walking Leader podcast. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading. I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening to me on SoundCloud. I thank you for listening to me on iTunes. If you're subscribed, thank you very much. Please, by all means, follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra. And of course, my email address is dave@daveguerra.com. Stop by, drop me an email. Let me know what you think of the show, of the series, of the podcast. And most of all, I just want to hear from you. So let me know what you're thinking. Until next time, until next week, I wish you a very good week. Take care. Have a good one. We'll talk to you real soon.